Chapter 4. Brigand.
I know that this is a lot to have come down on you all at once, but, Calvin, it is what it is.
Rudy, my attorney, said as he sat across from me. A week has passed since Ferver's funeral, and I had finally made it to his office.
So what are my options? I asked, as if I had many to choose from.
The indictment is definitely coming down. She's a snitch, for crying out loud, he proclaimed, as he took the stack of papers, fanning them in my face.
Then why haven't the motherfuckers locked my ass up?
I challenged Rudy.
Trust me, it's coming. Plus, remember, you pay me to prolong some things as long as I can.
I understand that. However, can you assure me that I can get a bond? If not, I'm telling you, me and my family are out of here.
I promised him.
I don't see any reason why they shouldn't grant you a bond, he assured me.
Look, Calvin, you're worried about the wrong thing. That's my job. And after careful scrutiny of the indictment, I do think we can find some holes in it. But that's my job. Let me do what you pay me to do.
I got up and walked out of the office mad as fuck. I worked at keeping myself out of all equations. Then all of a sudden, I was at the top of the list on indictment. I didn't know how I was going to tell Sean, or if I should tell her at all.
Sean. I looked over at my son taking a nap on the couch. Anthony was only 18 months, and here I was, pregnant again. If Brigand didn't get anyone to help me, I was going to have to walk away from overseeing our daycare center and the motel. Shit, I could sell them both for all I cared. Well, not the daycare, because I did drop off Anthony sometimes. But having a child was like having three businesses.